Hey folks, thanks for stopping by. I'm Ian Dowling and this is the Thinking Out Loud podcast where I'll be sharing ideas, thoughts, stories, anything that I feel has been important in my life, anything that I feel has maybe inspired me in life, or anything that I feel can inspire you to do the things that you love doing or to help find passions in life. So thank you again and I hope you enjoy the episode. Hey folks, Ian Dowling here. I hope you're having an awesome week wherever you are in the world. Today I'm talking about discipline, and this specific episode is called The Discipline in Not Doing Something. And I think it's such an important thing, and it's something I only really started thinking about, I should say, recently. And it's something that I've learned through my passion of running. And, you know, so many important things that I've learned in life have been through running, either directly or indirectly. And when I say the discipline in not doing something, I mean that so often we believe, especially if we haven't found something that we love doing yet or something that we're passionate about, we believe that we've got to push ourselves to do things we hate doing because there's so much ego and macho-ness out there and people talking about, you know, be disciplined and grind and go to the gym and push hard. But there's something really important that's missed, is that you first got to be doing something you love doing. Because if you're just pushing yourself to do something you hate doing all the time, what's the point in that? And so what I want to talk about is that so often I've found in life is that the discipline is actually in holding yourself back from things. So to give you an example, like my passion is running, and I've run 100 kilometer races, 50 kilometer races, marathons. I've run for 24 hours. And on a weekly basis, I should say, I'm running over 100 kilometers a week. And, you know, people might often say, or people might often think that, oh, you must be really disciplined to get up and go running all the time. But the thing is, I love running. So I've actually got to be disciplined to hold myself back from running too much because I get overtrained because I love running. I don't actually have to be disciplined to make myself run. Yes, I have to be disciplined to get up in the morning. I get up at like 4 or 4:30 in the morning. But if you break down what's actually involved in getting up early, the discipline lies in stopping yourself from sleeping. It doesn't actually involve the waking up part. You know, if you think about it, for me, I'll often snooze my alarm a couple of times like most people. And the discipline is in not sleeping more. And when I'm running, the discipline that's important for me is to not run too much. You know, to pull back when I maybe have trained too much and need a rest. And, you know, in my work life, I work in sales. I work as a sales account manager. And it's not that hard to get out there and make phone calls and talk to people. But the discipline is in not getting distracted by other things like social media, emails that are not important, you know, having chit chat that's not important, and all these other distractions. The discipline lies in not doing those things. So it's really important to remember this, because so many people out there, they want to lose weight, they want to get fit, they want to get healthy. And, you know, I see it every day in the gym. You know, if I'm not running, I'm going to the gym in the morning before work. And I see it so often in the gym, you know, you see these people in the gym sitting there doing their training session, but not really, you know, just sitting there on their phone. You can tell they hate it. And I think so many people believe that discipline means forcing yourself to do some exercise that you hate. But I really believe that we should all just try more things. You know, if you want to get healthy and fit, there's thousands of exercises out there and sports and different things. You know, there's dancing and there's running, there's swimming, there's tennis, there's the gym, there's horse riding, rollerblading, gymnastics, yoga, you know, there's so many different things. But yet, I see people in the gym every day and they look like they're hating it. And I think if we just rethink what discipline is, that it's the act of not doing something. You know, so if you hate going to the gym but you want to get fit, try something different. You might discover that you love tennis, or you love dancing, or you love windsurfing, or skateboarding, or rollerblading, or obstacle courses, or, you know, walking on the beach, or there's so many things. And the discipline lies in not doing other stuff that take time away from that. I think it's so important to remember. You know, I heard a famous coach on TV or in a book or somewhere, I read it before, saying that his job as a coach is not to, you know, push his athletes to go harder, because athletes, they already love what they do. They don't need to be pushed harder. They need to be pulled back. The same way as a racehorse, you know, you see them in the stalls at the start of a race and they've got to be held back because they just want to run. And so often in life, the discipline lies in not doing something. You know, even when it comes to healthy diet, the discipline doesn't usually lie in trying to eat healthy, because a lot of people like eating healthy food, but then we also like eating shitty food like chocolate and fast food and stuff. So the discipline in having a good diet actually lies in not eating all the shitty food. Because I know for myself, I find it easy to eat fruits and vegetables and all that, but I also find it pretty easy to eat peanut butter and chocolate and crisps and that kind of stuff. So for me, the discipline lies in not eating those things. And for waking up early, the discipline lies in not snoozing the alarm. And in work, in sales, the discipline lies in not getting distracted by social media, in not getting distracted by unimportant emails and, you know, things that seem important but are actually not. So have a think about it. You know, if you're trying to lose weight, if you're trying to get fit, if you're trying to get more productive in work, think about what your desired outcome is, and then think about something that you could remove from that situation in order to get you to where you want to be. And if you're trying to find, you know, some discipline to make yourself go to the gym, and you've been trying to do this for years, think maybe, what's something different I could do? Because I don't think we need to push ourselves to do things we hate doing. I think life's too short for that. I think we need to remove things that are wasting our time, and we need to find things that we love doing. And I don't think we should be making ourselves do things we hate doing all the time. And in saying that, I know we've got to go to work and we don't always like going to work, but when it comes to hobbies, pastimes, sports, there's so many options, there's so many choices. We don't have to do something we hate every day. You know, there's certain sessions that I don't really enjoy doing, but I feel good at the end. But overall, I love running. It doesn't mean I love every run. It doesn't mean I'm always jumping out of bed to go running. You know, often I'm tired, often I'm fatigued. But overall, I love the sport. So I think you can find something you love doing. It doesn't mean you're going to love it every day, but overall, you might love it. So find something you love doing. And remember, there will be tough days. But the thing I really want you to take away from today is that discipline, I don't believe, is forcing ourselves to do something. I think real discipline is removing unimportant things to make way for the important things. So thank you again, as always, for listening. Love to hear your feedback and look forward to speaking to you again soon. Have an awesome week. Bye for now. Ian Dowling here. Hope you had an awesome weekend. It's Monday morning here in Melbourne, Australia. And sitting in the car with the heater on full blast because it's, I don't know, it's pretty cold. It's about 7 degrees, I think, here. And today I want to talk about that feeling that we often get that we're not smart enough or intelligent enough to pursue something, whatever that dream is. And, you know, even often we'll think, oh, it's too late in life, you know,
we didn't spend enough time in our younger years pursuing some particular thing or whatever that is. And we often see famous people become very successful in certain areas of life, and you know, we think, oh well, you know, they are way more smarter than us, we could never do that. But have you ever really thought that there's actually nobody in the world that is actually as smart as we think they are? And I mean smart as in intellectually. I think there's a lot of people who are very wise and very aware of the reality of the world, but often the people we envy are the people that we think are very smart, because they might be, you know, the people that have invented companies or started things, like Steve Jobs, for example. People, you know, we'd envy him because he had all the trappings of material success, and then we might think, oh well, he's way more intelligent, we could never do that. But there's no, do you ever notice, like, there's actually nobody that's actually as intelligent as we think they are? Because even when we listen to scientists, for example, you know, argue with each other about this and that, and they'll go into great detail explaining quantum physics and, you know, talking about the Big Bang and how life started and where we came from and all this stuff. And it's so complicated and so confusing to us that we kind of, well, I don't know, I do anyway, we kind of switch off because we think, oh, these guys are way smarter than us, I can't understand this, and they can, they've got it, I don't. But they don't got it either. You know, nobody, there's nobody on the earth that even knows why we exist, why we're here, or whatever. And some people find that probably negative. I find it inspiring, because it kind of puts us all on a level playing field. You know, whether you're a billionaire, professional soccer player, professional surfer, you know, professional singer or famous movie star, whatever. All those things really just separate us on a very small, superficial level. At the end of the day, all of us here on Earth are just like blind people in a dark room, bumping around, hitting off walls, trying to figure our way through life. None of us even know why we're here. You know, we're all just on this rock, floating through outer space, and having a clue what the fuck's going on. And like, you know, we always talk about, people are always talking about, oh, I don't believe in aliens, or I do believe in aliens, or this and that. You know, but, or people say, oh, you know, I might love to go to outer space, or, you know, how amazing would it be to go to outer space? We are in outer space. We're on our little rock in outer space right now. If you're listening to this podcast, you are living on a rock in outer space. That's a fact. That's actually where you are. We are actually all on a rock in outer space right now. And not a single person on the earth knows why. And, you know, even people like Stephen Hawking, and, you know, I'm just using him as an example, one because he was really smart, and the other because he's recently died, he's pretty famous. And he would often talk about, you know, the beginning of life and the Big Bang theory and all this. And, you know, a lot of people might feel, oh, he knows, he understands it all, he knows what happened, he knows this and that. But even when scientists go so deep into the Big Bang theory and all these different quantum physics theories, if you go one more question deeper, they're all stumped. Like, if you go one more question deeper and ask them, oh yeah, that's all great, but how did all that happen? You know, people talk about the Big Bang theory and this and that, and black holes, and, you know, I don't know a lot about it, so I'm just saying random things. But even if, you know, a scientist spent an hour explaining how the Big Bang formed and this and that, you go, oh yeah, that's amazing. But where did that come from? What happened before that? And then boom, all back to the drawing board. So I think it's really inspiring for me anyway, because I think it puts us all on a level playing field. If you ever feel like you're not intelligent enough or smart enough or whatever, just remember, there's actually nobody that much smarter than you. There's people that know a little bit more about certain subjects in relative terms. But even if you want to be a scientist and you think, oh, you're not smart enough or intelligent enough. There is no scientist, dead or alive, that really knows a massive amount more than you when it comes to, and I'm talking about particular subjects here, I'm talking about, you know, the universe and quantum physics and all that kind of stuff. Like, there's no scientist that really knows that much more than you about it, because even if they can explain black holes and Big Bang theories and all this kind of stuff, you go, oh yeah, and what happened before that? And then that's it. Nobody knows. So I think the only thing that we can really be sure about and really rely on is that we all get inspired sometimes. We all get intuitions, and they're often quite right. We don't know where they come from. We don't know how they're formulated. Same as life. But we know that when we get that feeling, we might not always know at the time, but when we join the dots back on life, we go, oh yeah, I got that feeling. And then this happens. So that kind of means now in the future, when I get this, you know, whatever intuition feeling, that is probably a good thing to follow that feeling, because in the past, you know, this happened or that happened. And they're kind of the only things we can really, really, really rely on, because none of us even know why we're here. And, you know, like I was saying before, like, if you're listening to this podcast right now, you're living on a rock in outer space. That's a fact. We all live on a rock in outer space. It's a complete fact. And I think that's absolutely mind blow. Like, that's crazy, because people often talk about whether they do or not believe in aliens that live in outer space. We are aliens in outer space, when you think about it. And, you know, people often think, oh, it'd be amazing to go to the moon or go to Mars. Oh, yeah, maybe. But it's pretty amazing already that we're already on this rock that has waterfalls and oceans and surfing and all these things. Probably more amazing than going to a dusty rock somewhere else that has none of that cool stuff. You know, so like, if you think that you're not smart enough, number one, you are. If you think someone's way smarter than you, they're not really. They're a little bit, maybe more smart relative to a certain subject. And if you think you're not talented enough for something, just remember that even the most talented people in the world, they've usually just spent more time focusing on one subject, mixed with the fact that they've found something they enjoy doing. I think when we find something we enjoy doing and we spend a lot of time doing it, we get good at it. And when it comes to science, scientists, they enjoy thinking about particular things, so they spend a lot of time thinking about it. You know, so if you're ever thinking you're not talented enough for something, you are. If you ever think it's too late to try something new, you're not, because the pleasure comes from the process. When you find something you enjoy doing, the enjoyment starts immediately. Like, I remember when I started surfing, the enjoyment starts the first second you paddle on a wave. It doesn't start when you become a professional. I'm a very average surfer, and I enjoy it as much as anybody. You see a beginner out there in the water surfing on their first day, and they are ecstatic. They are getting as much enjoyment, if not more, than someone like Kelly Slater, who's a world champion. Because when you do something you love, the enjoyment starts now. So if you're someone that's in your 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and you want to start something new, whether that's dancing or running or walking or horse riding or ballet or whatever it is, it's never too late, because the enjoyment starts now. It doesn't start when you get good. When you find something you enjoy doing, the enjoyment starts the moment you start it. And that's such a beautiful thing about life. So if you think it's too late to try something, it's not. It's never too late. If you think you're not smart enough, you are. There's no one that's really that much smarter than you. There's just people that have spent more time thinking about particular subjects. But in the bigger scheme of things, we're all in the dark. None of us know why we're here on Earth, or how we got here, or where we go next. And if you think you're not talented enough for something, you are. Just try it. If you think someone's way more talented than you with something, it's because they've spent more time on it. So if you have something you love doing, that's amazing. It's probably best to find more time to do that. If you haven't found something you love doing yet, try something new this week. What's something you thought you might enjoy? If it's dancing, sign up to a dance class. If it's singing, you know, go sing in the shower and sign up to a singing class or whatever it is. If you've always thought you liked watching people horse riding and you thought, oh, I would enjoy that, go sign up to a horse riding class. It's never too late. I've tried a lot of things in life, including horse riding and skydiving and surfing and all these things, and they're enjoyable from the first day. You don't have to wait 10 years to enjoy it. You know, it's not a career. You don't have to work to retirement. That's all a load of bullshit. Enjoyment starts the moment you do something you enjoy doing, and that's, I think, one of the most beautiful things in life. So I guess the message I want you to take away from today is, number one, nobody is that much smarter than you. We're all just in the dark. We're like blind people in a dark room, bumping off walls, trying to figure our way through life. We all are. Nobody has a clue why we exist, how we got here, even the smartest scientists in the world. They don't know. They talk about the Big Bang Theory, black holes, all that stuff, blah, blah, blah. And it's all great. They're all very intelligent. But they still don't know how we got here or what happened before the Big Bang Theory and that. So nobody is that much smarter than you. We're all on a level playing field. If you think it's too late to start something new, it's never too late. Enjoyment starts the moment you start whatever it is you enjoy. The first day you start a new hobby, if that's something you're going to enjoy, you'll enjoy it straight away. So it's never too late, and you are smart enough and you are talented enough. I hope you have an amazing Monday, and I look forward to talking to you again soon. Bye for now. Ian Dowling here. Hope you had an awesome weekend. It's Monday morning here in Melbourne, Australia, and sitting in the car with the heater on full blast because it's, I don't know, it's pretty cold. It's about 7 degrees, I think, here. And today I want to talk about that feeling that we often get that we're not smart enough or intelligent enough to pursue something, whatever that dream is. And, you know, even often we'll think, oh, it's too late in life, you know, we didn't spend enough time in our younger years pursuing some particular thing or whatever that is. And we often see famous people become very successful in certain areas of life, and, you know, we think, oh, well, you know, they are way more smarter than us, we could never do that. But have you ever really thought that there's actually nobody in the world that is actually as smart as we think they are? And I mean smart as in intellectually. I think there's a lot of people who are very wise and very aware of the reality of the world. But often the people we envy are the people that we think are very smart because they might be, you know, the people that have invented companies or started things, like Steve Jobs, for example. People, you know, we'd envy him because he had all the trappings of material success, and then we might think, oh, well, he's way more intelligent, we can never do that. But do you ever notice, like, there's actually nobody that's actually as intelligent as we think they are? Because even when we listen to scientists, for example, you know, argue with each other about this and that, and they'll go into great detail explaining quantum physics and, you know, talking about the Big Bang and how life started and where we came from and all this stuff. And it's so complicated and so confusing to us that we kind of, well, I don't know, I do anyway, we kind of switch off because we think, oh, these guys are way smarter than us. I can't understand this. And they can. They've got it. I don't. But they don't got it either. You know, there's nobody on the earth that even knows why we exist, why we're here or whatever. And some people find that probably negative. I find it inspiring because it kind of puts us all on a level playing field. You know, whether you're a billionaire, professional soccer player, professional surfer, you know, professional singer or famous movie star, whatever. All those things really just separate us on a very small, superficial level. At the end of the day, all of us here on Earth are just like blind people in a dark room, bumping around, hitting off walls, trying to figure our way through life. None of us even know why we're here. You know, we're all just on this rock, floating through outer space, and having a clue what the fuck's going on. And like, you know, we always talk about, people are always talking about, oh, I don't believe in aliens, or I do believe in aliens, or this and that. You know, but, or people say, oh, you know, I might love to go to outer space, or, you know, how amazing would it be to go to outer space? We are in outer space. We're on a little rock in outer space right now. If you're listening to this podcast, you are living on a rock in outer space. That's a fact. That's actually where you are. We are actually all on a rock in outer space right now. And not a single person on the earth knows why. And, you know, even people like Stephen Hawking, and, you know, I'm just using him as an example, one because he was really smart, and the other because he's recently died, he's pretty famous. And he would often talk about, you know, the beginning of life and the Big Bang theory and all this, and, you know, a lot of people might feel, oh, he knows, he understands it all, he knows what happened, he knows this and that. But even when scientists go so deep into the Big Bang theory and all these different quantum physics theories, if you go one more question deeper, they're all stumped. Like, if you go one more question deeper and ask them, oh yeah, that's all great, but how did all that happen? You know, people talk about the Big Bang theory and this and that, and black holes, and, you know, I don't know a lot about it, so I'm just saying random things. But even if, you know, a scientist spent an hour explaining how the Big Bang formed and this and that, you go, oh yeah, that's amazing. But where did that come from? What happened before that? And then boom, all back to the drawing board. So I think it's really inspiring for me anyway, because I think it puts us all on a level playing field. If you ever feel like you're not intelligent enough or smart enough or whatever, just remember there's actually nobody that much smarter than you. There's people that know a little bit more about certain subjects in relative terms. But even if you want to be a scientist and you think, oh, you're not smart enough or intelligent enough, there is no scientist, dead or alive, that really knows a massive amount more than you when it comes to, and I'm talking about a particular subject here, I'm talking about, you know, the universe and quantum physics and all that kind of stuff. Like, there's no scientist that really knows that much more than you about it, because even if they can explain black holes and Big Bang theories and all this kind of stuff, you go, oh yeah, and what happened before that? And then that's it. Nobody knows. So I think the only thing that we can really be sure about and really rely on is that we all get inspired sometimes. We all get intuitions, and they're often quite right. We don't know where they come from. We don't know how they're formulated. Same as life. But we know that when we get that feeling, we might not always know the time, but when we join the dots back on life, we go, oh yeah, I got that feeling. And then this happens. So that kind of means now in the future, when I get this, you know, whatever intuition feeling, that is probably a good thing to follow that feeling, because in the past, you know, this happened or that happened. And they're kind of the only things we can really, really, really rely on, because none of us even know why we're here. And, you know, like I was saying before, like, if you're listening to this podcast right now, you're living on a rock in outer space. That's a fact. We all live on a rock in outer space. It's a complete fact. And I think that's absolutely mind blowing. Like, that's crazy, because people often talk about whether they do or not believe in aliens that live in outer space. We are aliens in outer space, when you think about it. And, you know, people often think, oh, it'd be amazing to go to the moon or go to Mars. Oh yeah, maybe. But it's pretty amazing already that we're already on this rock that has waterfalls and oceans and surfing and all these things. Probably more amazing than going to a dusty rock somewhere else that has none of that cool stuff. You know, so like, if you think that you're not smart enough, number one, you are. If you think someone's way smarter than you, They're not really. They're a little bit maybe more smart relative to a certain subject. And if you think you're not talented enough for something, just remember that even the most talented people in the world, they've usually just spent more time focusing on one subject, mixed with the fact that they've found something they enjoy doing. I think when we find something we enjoy doing and we spend a lot of time doing it, we get good at it. And when it comes to science, scientists, they enjoy thinking about particular things, so they spend a lot of time thinking about it. You know, so if you're ever thinking you're not talented enough for something, you are. If you ever think it's too late to try something new, you're not, because the pleasure comes from the process. When you find something you enjoy doing, the enjoyment starts immediately. Like, I remember when I started surfing, the enjoyment starts the first second you paddle on a wave. It doesn't start when you become a professional. I'm a very average surfer, and I enjoy it as much as anybody. You see a beginner out there in the water surfing on their first day, and they are ecstatic. They are getting as much enjoyment, if not more, than someone like Kelly Slater, who's a world champion. Because when you do something you love, the enjoyment starts now. So if you are someone that's in your 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and you want to start something new, whether that's dancing or running or walking or horse riding or ballet or whatever it is, it's never too late because the enjoyment starts now. It doesn't start when you get good. When you find something you enjoy doing, the enjoyment starts the moment you start it. And that's such a beautiful thing about life. So if you think it's too late to try something, it's not. It's never too late. If you think you're not smart enough, you are. There's no one that's really that much smarter than you. There's just people that have spent more time thinking about particular subjects. But in the bigger scheme of things, we're all in the dark. None of us know why we're here on Earth or how we got here or where we go next. And if you think you're not talented enough for something, you are. Just try it. If you think someone's way more talented than you with something, it's because they've spent more time on it. So if you have something you love doing, that's amazing. It's probably best to find more time to do that. If you haven't found something you love doing yet, try something new this week. What's something you thought you might enjoy? If it's dancing, sign up to a dance class. If it's singing, you know, go sing in the shower and sign up to a singing class or whatever it is. If you've always thought you liked watching people horse riding and you thought, oh, I would enjoy that, go sign up to a horse riding class. It's never too late. I've tried a lot of things in life, including horse riding and skydiving and surfing and all these things, and they're enjoyable from the first day. You don't have to wait 10 years for to enjoy it. You know, it's not a career. You don't have to work to retirement. That's all a load of bullshit. Enjoyment starts the moment you do something you enjoy doing, and that's, I think, one of the most beautiful things in life. So I guess the message I want you to take away from today is, number one, nobody is that much smarter than you. We're all just in the dark. We're like blind people in a dark room, bumping off walls, trying to figure our way through life. We all are. Nobody has a clue why we exist, how we got here, even the smartest scientists in the world. They don't know. They talk about the Big Bang Theory, black holes, all that stuff, blah, blah, blah. And it's all great. They're all very intelligent. But they still don't know how we got here or what happened before the Big Bang Theory and that. So nobody is that much smarter than you. We're all on a level playing field. If you think it's too late to start something new, it's never too late. Enjoyment starts the moment you start whatever it is you enjoy. The first day you start a new hobby, if that's something you're going to enjoy, you'll enjoy it straight away. So it's never too late, and you are smart enough and you are talented enough. I hope you have an amazing Monday, and I look forward to talking to you again soon. Bye for now.